USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Senate trial of President Trump continues, a tit-for-tat in the Senate floor is going on between House managers and President Trump's legal team as they debate rules.
Mr. Schiff also talked about a trifecta. I'll give you a trifecta. During the proceedings that took place before the Judiciary Committee, the president was denied the right to cross-examine witnesses. The president was denied the right to access evidence. And the president was denied the right to have counsel present at hearings. That's a trifecta. A trifecta that violates the Constitution of the United States.
Boeing's troubles with its 737 MAX airplane is having a major impact on the Dow today. At the closing bell, the Dow was down 152 points to finish at 29,196. The S&P lost 9 to close at 33,21. The NASDAQ was also down. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Supreme Court justices have made a pair of big decisions. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Supreme Court will not be taking up Obamacare anytime soon, as word came on Tuesday morning that justices were rejecting a plea by Democrats to expedite a review of the lawsuit that threatens the health care law. The Supreme Court sending the case back to a lower court for clarification. It's good news for Republicans, bad news for Democrats who wanted to make it a big campaign issue. The Supreme Court is giving Flint, Michigan residents the green light to file a civil rights lawsuit against city and government officials over lead contamination in the city's water supply.
Opening statements in Harvey Weinstein's sex assault trial begin on Wednesday. The former movie mogul is accused of a 2013 rape in a New York City hotel room and another forcible sex act in 2006 in his Manhattan apartment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump is over in Davos, Switzerland, meeting with the top economic leaders of the world. The president was asked about impeachment.
That whole thing is a hoax. It goes nowhere because nothing happened. The only thing we've done is a great job. We have the strongest country in the world by far.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is apologizing to former Vice President Joe Biden for an op-ed on Monday written by one of his campaign surrogates that claimed Biden has a big corruption problem. Biden tells CBS This Morning,
"Look, Joe Biden is a friend of mine. I've known him for many, many years. He's a very decent guy. And Joe and I have strong disagreements on a number of issues, and we'll argue those disagreements out. But it is absolutely not my view that Joe is corrupt in any way. And I'm sorry that op-ed appeared."
The Vermont senator continues,
"If anyone knows me, what I believe is we need a serious debate in this country on issues. We don't need to demonize people who may disagree with us. We don't need personal attacks. I mean, our difficulty is, I mean, and you know, I appeal to my supporters, please, engage in civil discourse. And by the way, we're not the only campaign that does it. Other people do, you know, act that way as well. But I would appeal to everybody. Have a debate on the issues."
Senator Sanders, a busy man, splitting his time between Washington, D.C. and Iowa. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. The city of St. George is exploring the possibility of allowing local or national event producers the opportunity to run the annual St. George Marathon. Washington County Commissioner Dean Cox recently returned to work after receiving a bone marrow transplant. A Santa Clara man charged with felony criminal mischief was sentenced in court last week after he pleaded guilty to shattering the windows of a local pizza restaurant with a baseball bat last summer. Despite overcast skies and chilly temperatures, dozens of people came out Monday to clean a stretch of State Route 18 near the Chuckawalla Trailhead for a community cleanup day. And the newly announced Bank of St. George is seeking investors. Details on these and other breaking news stories from stgeorgenews.com. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of rain today, 54. Mostly cloudy to partly cloudy tonight, 40. Tomorrow partly cloudy, then clearing, 56. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
I don't care if it takes the entire show today. We will not stop until we've figured out all of our gender options. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Any man in this room over 40 knows if you would have actually showed up for a bike ride when you were 12 wearing a helmet... You would have needed the helmet to keep your head from caving in while your friends were pelting you with rocks. Dorko, what's with that plastic hat? Cut it out. Cha-ching, cha-ching. You dented my basket. I'm telling my mom. I had the pleasure of growing up in America before the lawyers took it over and ruined it on us. And, yeah. In my day, if a kid fell off the monkey bars and chipped a bone in his arm, that was tragic, but it was funny to the rest of us. Certainly wasn't reasons to take the monkey bars off the playground. We all did dumb things. That's how you learn not to do dumb things. C.S. Lewis said suffering was God's megaphone. That's right. You do dumb things, it hurts, and then you learn not to do it. That's the America I grew up in.
Oh, I love that quote. Oh, I love comedy. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show, last hour on a Tuesday. I welcome you from all over the globe right now, actually. And I love that Uncle Milty's with me, too. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
Covering the UN fanatics in the last hour, the Second Amendment, and also the impeachment stuff. We're going to move on to a little bit more fun now. I can't wait. This is going to be interesting. And I love this guy. I have the comedian Jeff Allen. Jeff Allen, how are you?
I'm great, Kate. How are you? And Uncle Milty, I didn't know that you were around. That's great.
Yeah.
I remember old Uncle Milton line. Milton Berle had a great line.
Yeah.
That every comic in the world is stolen. It was, he looks down at a guy in the crowd. He goes, "You having a good time?" The guy goes, "Yeah." He says, "Tell your face."
Tell your face. That's right. I remember that.
Yeah,
oh,
never
I love that.
That.
That's
so every time
awesome.
I see a dour-looking guy in my audience, they go, you know, tell your face you're having a good time.
Oh, that's
come
great.
On.
I love this. You know, I've been playing that clip for a while coming onto the show, and I absolutely love it. And you know what I love about you, Jeff, is you're a clean comedian. And I just love that it's just humor. It's just hilarious. And I can always applaud that. It's awesome. It's awesome. Did you set out to do this? Did you always want to be a comedian?
Well, you know, I started when I was 22 and I'm 63. And I was about 30 when I got married. And there came a point where I realized I had no other skill set. Kind of a hobby for 7 or 8 years.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden I married a woman who had a 2-year-old. And mm-hmm. then, of course, in our family, we got pregnant before the wedding.
Gotcha.
That's the way we do things in our home, you know. So
that's the way you roll.
I went from single and traveling 50 weeks a year to married and 2 children inside 7 months.
Oh, my
months.
Gosh. And then what? Then what do you do? You're a
then
comedian.
Then I go, well, if I'm going to do this, I better take it seriously.
And, oh, man.
I realized as I did my assessment, you know, there's always this time when you hit your 30s, you do an assessment. I go, I have no other skill set. None.
So it's just desperation.
I better
is
hit,
what you're
hit
saying.
The books and get a vocabulary. At that time, I had about a 9-word vocabulary.
Oh, my gosh.
And my fourth grade son, we got called into school because of the language that he was using.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I decided to start cleaning things up. I didn't think it was becoming on a fourth grader.
Right.
And I didn't think it would. I thought it would be hypocritical for me to tell him you can't use those kind of words.
Oh, well, let me just say I'm grateful you stuck with it. And I'm really glad for what you do. I really, yeah, exactly. I'm glad for what you do right now. In fact, I just wanted to mention a few dates before we get to talking. And that is you're coming to my neck of the woods, Park City and Salt Lake City, January 26th and 27th. And it's the America I grew up in with Jeff Allen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely Wise Guys, and I believe the Egyptian Theater at the Sundance.
Nice. And then you're going to go to Illinois, where we're also live. So, and so that's
Chi-Town. Yes,
nice.
Where I grew up. They dropped the charges. They let me come back to my hometown.
Good for them. Good decision. Yes. I love this. And so you're going to be going back to Illinois, and that is the next date that you appear, which would be January 31st. And so
30th. Okay. Zanies.
Oh, sorry. The 30th. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So Rosemont, Illinois. And then on to Wisconsin and Maryland and Florida and Georgia. You're all over the place. And, you know, I'll tell you, is it tough to get into politics right now and to be a comedian? Is it tough to go there?
Well, I don't think it's tough. I just don't think it's productive for me anyway. I tried it in the 90s, and at one point my wife, I was losing work.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was doing comedy clubs and I was right of center,
mm-hmm.
and not a good fit. And I was also very angry and opinionated, not a good combination.
That's what we are.
I remember one night I was in Portland, Oregon, not exactly a bastion of conservatism. And Clinton was president, and I had just gotten audited for the third straight year in a row.
Oh, no.
And I was on stage just puking this bile out about the IRS. I started out with, listen, people, if you owe the IRS $7, borrow it from the mob. You get a better interest.
I love that.
And at least if you don't pay the mob off, they're kind enough to kill you. The IRS just keeps sending you more correspondence.
That's true forever.
I said, I got them so far up my backside, you could read my Social Security number on my tonsils. I was just screaming this stuff out. And finally, some little old lady stood up and said, why don't you just leave?
Oh, I love it.
And I went off on the old lady, and half the room walked.
Oh,
and this is America.
No.
Half the room walks. They hated me. And the other half, when the club owner got on the microphone and threw me off the stage, the other half gave me a standing ovation.
Oh, I'll bet.
And that's when I realized. I said, you know, I got to, you know, this is ridiculous. And then my wife sat me down and said, stop it.
Yeah.
And then years later, I'm on Twitter, and this is why I don't tweet politics.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tweeted on my feed, said the NRA was responsible for Sandy Hook.
Mm-hmm.
So I, as an NRA member, I thought, well, you know, if that's true,
right,
then I don't want to be a member. So anyway, I tweeted out, you'll have to connect those dots for me because I don't see the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for like 2 weeks, I get inundated with all these ad hominem attacks, you know, calling me every name in the book.
Right, death threats.
And I waited 2 weeks very patiently.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tweeted out, still waiting for those dots to get connected.
and
my manager tweets me 10 seconds later, stop it.
Gosh. Yeah, I would imagine.
You're going to lose work over what? Just poking a hornet's nest.
Right.
And he was right. I just enjoy poking the nest.
Well, so. one thing you do well is to talk about the America we grew up in. And I think the America we grew up in is something we all kind of miss. Why do we miss it all so much? I mean, anyone over the age of 40, I think, is sitting there going, this is not how it used to be. Now we're discussing how many genders. You know, this is getting ridiculous. What happened to our common sense?
That's what kind of a dinosaur I am. We were talking off air, and I just said, my wife and I sat down,
right,
you know, said, how many can we come up with? And the loser has to do the dishes. So it was right after dinner. We put a notepad in front of us and scrawled out on our little notepad. And after a few minutes, I said, you first. And she said, well, all I could come up with is two.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, yeah, well, me too. So it's a tie. And I can't even get my head around, you know, and again, I'm not a biologist, but that's kind of basic biology. I'm kind of, you know, on board with.
You think?
You know? And again, I'm a simple man. I really.
Well, I know when we all die, I know the coroner's pretty, you know, pretty much one or the other. I'm pretty much sure when they do the autopsy, it's one or the other. I mean, I don't know how we can escape it.
Right.
Right. Oh, it's
and
getting
I think
ridiculous.
The coroner's going to look at the, you know, the the genitals and go and use the proper pronouns.
I don't think it's hard to identify. So what do we miss about America? What are we missing? What are we wishing would come back in your view?
I this whole thing started when my daughter-in-law wouldn't let my grandson in the car because I didn't have a car seat.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid's 5 years old, he's like 70 pounds.
Right.
Creatine. Anyway, I go back home and I have to get the car seat. I got to drag, and I told her, I said, I'm going to get a hernia hauling him out of the car. So what age could you take him out? She goes, I don't know. I said, what, is it 7? Is it 9? Is it 18? Here's your high school diploma. You get to ride home like a big boy today. And she goes, I don't know. So I go on Google, and it's a height. It's not an age. It's a height, and it's 4'9", which I said, so that means the entire female U.S. Olympic gymnastic team has to ride on a booster seat to go get the gold medal. And that's when I looked at my wife. I said, we've lost our collective mind. We've lost our mind.
We have.
Because it used to be a decision a parent would make.
Right.
The government didn't have to get into the back seat of your car. I walked the back seat of my mother's car. Yeah. I literally walked side to side while she drove down the road.
Right. We sat looking backwards, for Pete's sakes, in the jump seat. We didn't have
a seatbelt. With the exhaust blowing through, you get brain damage by the end of a 7-hour trip.
Right.
I was saying one night on stage, I said, everything, my wife and I talked about this. We were laying in bed and we were thinking about it. If we raised our kids today the way we raised them 30 years ago, we would definitely lose custody. We know that.
I don't think
we'd go to jail, but we would lose custody. We let them play in the streets unsupervised.
Right.
We assumed they were intelligent enough and have evolved enough to get out of the way of a car coming at them. And if they weren't, we figured we'd go in the house and make another one, so...
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Uncle Milty has
something. Joke, by the way. Yeah. I don't want people emailing you.
I think kids miss knowing how smart they are, too.
Yeah,
like going out in the summer and getting on one of those metal rides at the park and knowing it's hot the next time.
Right.
That's so true, though. I mean, this is the kind of situation where common sense has to be spelled out, and then it's not even common. It's not even sense. It's just kind of out there. It's these out there thoughts, because I know I've even questioned the car seat for so long or all of these things, the playground. We don't even have playgrounds anymore. They're not even allowed to have fun.
No, that's what I was talking about one night to slide. I took my granddaughter to the park, and the slide is now plastic. And it's 6 feet high, and it's not even slippery plastic. She would go 4 inches and stop. She's pulling herself down the slide 4 inches at a time. That's a scoot. That's not a slide. And then, we had a 6-story high solid steel structure that about July would hit a temperature of 285 degrees Fahrenheit. And you had to do 40 miles an hour on the way down. You'd lose 2 layers of skin if you stopped in the middle of it.
And then
you'd hit the ground like a flat rock on a pond, skipping across gravel and broken glass.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what we had on our playground. And everybody survived.
We did survive. That's the whole point. And I was listening to your clip coming in, and it was like everyone laughed. If something happened, everybody laughed and they learned for the next time. We're gonna come right back. I got to take a break. Jeff Allen coming to a city near you. You got to get tickets. Jeff Allen, Salt Lake City on the 25th and 26th. Also coming to Illinois as well. And then after that, Wisconsin, Maryland. I know we're listening to all over the country, so kind of giving you that. Go to jeffallencomedy.com. Be right back.
Balance of Nature will be hosting a free lecture in your area on how you can reach your health and nutritional goals in 2020. Dr. Douglas Howard will be the speaker at the event, which will take place on Wednesday, January 22nd at the Dixie Center at 6 p.m. This is not a sales lecture. This education has influenced my life, my family's lives, and the lives of my audience in New York City, which is the largest radio market in the world, and I know it can make a difference in your life too. All attendees will receive a complimentary Balance of Nature travel set, and all will be registered to win a Balance of Nature whole health system free for an entire year. For tickets to the free event, call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com/lecture. All will receive free entry with RSVP, but space is limited. Again, to RSVP, go to balanceofnature.com/lecture to reserve your free tickets today.
Now is the time to take care of your heating system during the New Year's Savings Event with Air Care Professional. Whether you need a heating system tune-up or want to turn your garage, casita, or master bedroom into a comfortable hangout, Air Care Professionals can help you with a ductless Mitsubishi electric heating and cooling system. And get up to $300 off and 0% equipment financing options OAC. This is the best deal of the year. With offers like these, beat the rush and call Air Care Professionals today, 628-2423, or online at aircarepros.com. Voted best of Southern Utah.
A recent study concluded that children with dental issues were 4 times more likely to have a low grade point average when compared to kids with healthy mouths. Hi, I'm Dr. Plum from Plum Dental. Each year, dental problems contribute significantly to missed days at school and work. Many of the problems affecting our oral health are entirely preventable. One of the reasons that we were voted the best dental office in Southern Utah is our focus on patient education and maintenance. We're able to correct problems when they're small or avoid them altogether. That means fewer absences and a lot more smiles. Check out PlumDental.com to learn more.
Are you covered by Medicare or nearing Medicare eligibility? Do the different Medicare options and supplemental policies seem like alphabet soup or a high-stakes game of Scrabble? Relax. Let WMI Mutual Insurance Company simplify this complicated decision and save you money. WMI has been offering their commission-free Medigap policies to seniors just like you for more than 30 years with quality insurance and affordable rates. Call them today or visit WMIMedigap.com. This is a solicitation of insurance.
This is Josh with Lionsgate, and for years we have been helping people find sobriety. We found that the family struggled just as much as our clients. That is why we have always offered a free family support group open to the public every week. If you have a loved one struggling with substance abuse and don't know what to do, come join us Wednesday night at 5:30 in St. George and Tuesday night at 5:30 in Cedar City. Lionsgate Recovery. We are people in recovery, helping people find recovery.
You know, Tempur-Pedic mattresses are the best on the planet. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, your Tempur-Pedic Elite retailer. To be a Tempur-Pedic Elite retailer, you have to have the best selection, the highest customer satisfaction, and the most rigorous employee training. And buddy, we got them all. Experience what Elite is all about and get 72 months no interest financing, free delivery, and a $300 gift with the purchase of any Tempur-Pedic mattress. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
The all-new 2019 Lincoln MKC at Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln is the smoothest ride in town. With great features like adaptive suspension, which monitors and adjusts to fit your preferred driving experience. Or Wi-Fi standard hotspot. The Lincoln MKC has got it. Right now you can get 0% interest for 60 months on the new 2019 Lincoln MKC. And up to $7,000 off MSRP of $51,710. Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. Some restrictions apply. OAC through Lincoln AFS Financing OAC. See dealer for details.
Thanks for listening to the Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on the Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net.
Don't miss out on The Active Life on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM and 1450 AM, KZNU. Every Thursday afternoon from 5:30 to 6 p.m. The Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life will help you get the most out of your life. The Active Life is all about the senior community, full of motivational stories, inspiring moments, and people who add the gold to the golden years. Tune in every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. to The Active Life, right here on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU. The Active Life is brought to you by the Huntsman World Senior Games.
The Eureka Casino Resort in Mesquite is teaming up with Stephen Wade Auto Center for the $250,000 Choose Your Ride giveaway. Find out how you can participate by going to EurekaMesquite.com. Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Listening to the Kate Daly Show. So glad you are. I got Uncle Milty with me. And of course, comedian Jeff Allen, who's appearing in my state coming up. My gosh. The 26th, 27th, and in Salt Lake.
Yeah, I'm taping another Dry Bar special on the 25th.
5th.
Nice.
In Provo. Yeah,
nice.
I'm going to 3 days in Utah.
Oh, I like this. And you're
I
going to be
there,
in Illinois?
I was there years ago for the Glenn Beck Man in the Moon thing.
Oh, yeah.
I did some stuff.
I was on the Glenn Beck channel. I had a show for Glenn Beck for 3 years. Yeah.
I saw an interesting comment on one of your Dry Bar videos.
What's that?
Lady said that Jeff Allen kind of looks to be like Jeff Dunham's Walter come to life. I thought.
Yeah.
All right.
Accused of being a curmudgeon, which is a polite way of saying I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I was just playing
my
this.
My favorite one.
What's that?
We put a video up on spanking. I talked about spanking. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you know, I said we didn't believe in it, but we did it. You know,
right.
We didn't believe it.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
Anyway, one of the comments, because it was about a light socket. My 2-year-old was trying to put a fork into a light socket.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't think a chat would work. So anyway, I ran over and spanked him.
Yeah.
Anyway, some woman writes, well, how about when I babysit your kids, rather than investing 99 cents in a light socket, when they get near it, I just punch them in the head.
Oh, well.
And I sent her back a comment and said, come on, we saved headshots till they were 15.
Seriously, we are not lightening up. In fact, you know, that song I played from them was from 64 to 67. The 60s were a really interesting time. And I was born in 68. And it's kind of interesting because we were just raised so different than we're raising children now. But why are we? What do you think changed, Jeff Allen? What do you think changed in the way that we decided that we were going to do it so differently? Because what our parents did, I thought, was actually pretty good. We all turned out all right.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just the nanny state in general.
Mm-hmm.
The schools have taken over.
Mm-hmm.
They've tried to take over the raising of your children, I think.
Yeah, I do too.
It's interesting to me. I got into it once. I did some shows in Bahrain with the troops, and I brought my son with me. He was in the high school. And I went to school one day to tell him I was taking him.
Mm-hmm.
And then nobody showed up. I mean, after an hour, I said, I'm leaving. So I went out.
Yeah.
And I took my kid to Bahrain. And then we get back, and they want to suspend him for 3 days because I didn't sign him out properly.
Oh, my gosh.
And I went out and sat with the principal, and I said, did you call my house? And they said, yeah. And my wife told you where he was at, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was with his father.
Right.
And I said, I will pick my kid up, and I will take him wherever I want, whenever I want.
Good on you.
And you're not going to say anything about it. And I said, I will sit in detention before my son sits in detention for this. Do you understand me?
Ooh.
And anyway, I walked out, and they let it go. But I was just, are you kidding me?
Oh, I love it.
This isn't your child. I'll take him whenever I want. I don't
exactly.
need your permission. And they did. They called, and my wife said, well, he's with his dad overseas, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
And that was
this.
Kind of the beginning of when I started paying attention to, you know, the change, Mike, of school and how protective they got and how the parents were taken out of the equation.
Yeah, you're right.
And then it got to the point where I remember the Massachusetts stuff where they were denying a parent's right to the proper health care for their kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were taking the kids away, you know, and yeah, it's. I think it's just gradually, inch by inch, you know.
Yeah.
So your
life. I know you're taking a lot of instances out of your life on the playground and at school and so forth. And I'm sure that you've got plenty of descriptive situations that happen in your life that you can talk about, because I think the America that you're talking about. I think all of us just wish we could be back there in a split second. Uncle Milty, he has a comment too.
Yeah, my oldest son, when he, this is about 30 years ago, I got a call from school one day and the principal said I had to come down and they had caught him with a pocket knife and they were threatening to suspend him.
For a pocket knife?
And she said, and I'm smiling. She says, don't you find this serious? I said, no, I was afraid you were going to tell me he brought his gun to school.
Yeah,
seriously.
And we told them not to do that.
Yeah, you know? That was 30 years ago when it was just starting.
You know, I think, too, one of the things that we like about our childhood was the freedom aspect. We had more freedom to go make mistakes, and we were encouraged, actually. It was like, well, I know you're going to make mistakes. Go make them, and then you'll learn from them, and you won't do them again. Kind of like what you were talking about with the playground.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where I think... I just think, I asked my son, because he's turned into one of these helicopter people.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually had a deep discussion about it. And he goes, I know, Dad. I'm trying not to be, but I can't help myself. And right. I go, but you weren't raised this way.
Right. Right.
You weren't raised this way. We let you fall down, you know, and chip bone and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
And let your kid, you know, don't pick him up every 3 minutes and,
yeah,
you know?
And again,
you try to stay out of it as a parent. You just mm-hmm. you know, want your kids to raise their kids. But it was concerning to me because it was very, you know, this bubble wrap, you know.
Right.
And,
right.
You know,
I can only imagine.
I don't know where it came from because it mm-hmm. certainly wasn't from his upbringing.
Right. Well, I'm sure you've got lots of ammunition when you're doing your sets on stage as far as what we used to love, because it's going to that topic's going to gravitate toward everybody because we all know what it used to be like. And I know that we're all longing for that again. And how do we bring back the common sense of yesterday? And things
just
were perfect.
The CDC would shut down the preschools between November and March because I'm tired of being sick. I don't think my grandson's nose has stopped leaking since he came out of the womb. This kid, you know, let him eat dirt. Let him get some germs in him so there's immune system.
That's so true.
This custard machine just runs around my house and drops all this virus.
Isn't that the truth? I used to always say the amount of spray and wash you buy is usually what kind of parent you are. If you're Brian Spray and Wash for those stains, you're a pretty good darn parent. It's right. True though, right? Oh gosh, I'm thrilled that you're coming. That you have this tour going on, and the America I grew up in. This tour is all over the country right now. If you go to jeffallencomedy.com, you can find all the dates. And I love that you're doing. By the way, I have one last question for you. Were you like this as a kid? Were you always cracking everybody else up in the room?
I think the word obnoxious came up a lot.
ADD, obnoxious. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we didn't have a name for attention deficit. I do a whole thing about, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know how you quantifiably measure someone's attention and then medicate for it.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But we were just obnoxious little punks.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that because that's what my third grade teacher called me right before she headbutted me.
You were extra obnoxious, is what you were saying.
Yeah, I got hit a lot. I mean, I did. I assumed the position. That's what I'd walk in the principal's office. He'd go assume the position, and then he'd whack me with a paddle, and I'd go back to my, you know.
Funny.
And, you know, I didn't climb a tower and start shooting at people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
I survived.
Yeah.
And we didn't go
back,
home and tell our parents we got punished because your parents would punish you for being punished.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, you're so right. You're so right. But
My parents would never. I can't imagine what I would do or the school would do to me where my parents would call them up and go, we're getting lawyers.
Yeah.
I mean, short of throwing me off a third floor window, out of a third floor window.
Right.
I can't imagine.
Oh, I can't either. I mean, we're so Sue happy, and everybody's taking so many precautions now to make sure they make the right steps so nobody sues them. That's the focus, right? That's where we're at in society.
Well, my sister was a third grade teacher, and two third graders. One bludgeoned another one near to death with a bicycle chain.
Wow!
While another 8-year old stood there and cheered him on.
Whoa.
And my sister suggested to the parents mm-hmm. of the children that did the beating and the cheering that maybe they want to get some anger management, some psychologists involved. Mm-hmm. And both parents threatened to sue my sister and the school because my sister's not a qualified psychologist to make that assessment.
What?
And the school backed the parents. And that's when my sister quit teaching. She mm-hmm. said, I can't, this is it. I can't take it. You don't need a degree in psychology to see that these kids have issues.
Yeah.
That's right.
And they're eight.
Right.
What are they going to be when they're 15?
Ooh,
we know what they're going to be when they're 15. That's the problem. We've created that.
Right.
Oh, man, that's so true. Well, I really appreciate what you do. I love your work. I had you on a theme song going into my own show long before I even met you, Jeff. So that's got to tell you something,
so
right?
I'm glad to hear that. I had a blast today.
That's got to tell you something. I really appreciate you. And, of course, again, catch you in Salt Lake. And those dates are coming up. Make sure that you're on there. Make sure that you're on Jeff Allen Comedy so you can
see
the dates.
And my wife is going to be with me in Salt Lake.
Nice.
This is a rare Tammy sighting. She rarely comes out to see me.
Oh, my gosh.
She, for years, she thought I was a bricklayer. She didn't even know what I did.
She thought you were a bricklayer. I love it. Yeah. The 26th and the 27th in Salt Lake in Illinois, the 30th, and of course the dates go from there, Tallahassee, you name it. I know I've got listeners all over. In Las Vegas, it's March 5th, 6th, and 7th. And if you want to join up that date, there's another date for you in Las Vegas. Good luck to you, sir. Just really appreciate you coming on. You're so funny. You just do great work. Thank you so much, Kate.
And Uncle Melty, thank you.
You too. Thanks.
You got it. Hey, thank you so much. Have a great one. Thank you so much for visiting the show.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
That was Jeff Allen, the comedian, clean comedian. Boy, we need more of those, don't we?
Yeah.
I love that he's able to just make humor great again. There you go. Make humor fun again. Because I hate listening to super saucy, talking, comedians. I actually like it when they're clean and you can sit there with your kids.
Well, not only that, but the right humor. People learn from humor.
Yes.
They learn from humor.
Yes. Amen. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I wanted to ask Jeff if he remembered the 16-foot swing set.
Oh, that I remember the 16-foot swing sets. Oh, my gosh. Those things were the bomb. Those were great. I mean, honestly, you were scaling a building by the time you got up there. That was huge. I mean, yeah, you're right. Thank you. The 16-foot swing sets.
I remember trying to tip a swing set over by swinging too hard.
I know. Don't you, though? I remember stuff like that.
Yeah, we used to actually try to tip them over.
Yes, and everybody had something happen to them on the playground, and then you learned, and then you went back, and you didn't do it again, usually, unless you were a glutton for punishment. And I miss those days. He'll be in Vegas in March. You might want to catch those events, because he really is. He's fun, and he's funny, and like he said, he was too right. To do political comedy right now, just because people are just, they're just crazy town. They are. And we've lost our sense of humor. When Trump put up that picture of Pelosi and Schumer in Middle East garb standing in front of the flag, the Iranian flag, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. CNN comes out and calls it hate speech.
Yeah.
He was being funny. And I know Jeff Allen likes Trump too, just for that aspect of say what you want to say. I love it. We've just got to rein it in, man. We got to also relax.
I've been working on that myself.
Relaxing.
Saying what I want.
just a titch. Just a little bit on this show. We're going to come back. We've got some stuff to cover, of course, some topics at hand. But I really appreciate Jeff taking time out of his schedule, and I appreciate that he has clean comedy, goes around the country, and he and Brian Regan. There's a few that Jim Gaffigan's another one. They're all three kind of in that same, that same comedy style, and I really, really love it. And he does. The one that he's going around doing right now is The America I Grew Up In. I'm sure it'll resonate with a lot of you. We'll be right back, Uncle Milty and I, talking about some of the things going on right now, some of the headlines, some of the things you need to be aware of. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
In business for over 35 years, the Zion Eye Institute has grown into the largest and most comprehensive eye center in Southern Utah, continually striving to be the best and always looking for new ways to better take care of their patients. With the experience and expertise to cover every area of eye care, their specialists use only the most advanced technologies and state-of-the-art equipment. You can count on each of their specialists being board certified and fellowship trained to handle everything from the simplest to the most complex cases, which means there's no need to travel to Salt Lake City or Las Vegas for specialized eye care. Just one of the many reasons the Zion Eye Institute was named one of the top 50 eye surgery centers in the United States and is the number one eye care provider for Medicare patients in the state of Utah. With four convenient locations, scheduling an appointment in St. George, Cedar City, and Mesquite is easy. Just call 656-2020, 656-2020, or online at zioneye.com. Zion Eye Institute, Southern Utah's premier eye care center.
Hi, this is Greg from the Gold Ore Store. The gold and silver market is on fire, and the gains are explosive and powerful each and every day. If you have gold or silver in any form, even silverware, you know what I'm talking about. Is it your turn to finally dig into the markets? The Gold Ore Store simply sells for less and pays you more. Stop getting ripped off. Sometimes in life, it takes a while before you get it. Once you get it, you never forget it, ever. Visit GoldOreStore.com, and remember, don't get caught without real money.
Have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. There is now a breakthrough and long-lasting fix for erectile dysfunction that does not require medication, injections, or surgery. You heard that right, no more pills. This new treatment is called acoustic wave therapy. It utilizes an FDA-cleared device that is clinically proven to increase blood flow, exactly what you need more of if you have ED. With just a few short treatments in our clinic, you can eliminate erectile dysfunction completely. Call in the next 3 minutes and we'll give you the initial doctor's exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound totally free. That's a $300 value. Call now, 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. If you have erectile dysfunction and you're sick of the pills, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for that free assessment. 435-922-7000.
Giving back is important to us here at Canyon Media. We believe we should give support to the great causes, events, and fundraisers that are important to you. The Canyon Media Gives Back program is here to support Southern Utah. If you would like one of the Canyon Media family radio stations to bring more awareness to your event or cause, please contact us. The more notice you give us, the better we can promote your event. Email us at giveback@canyonmedia.net or call 435-628-3643 and ask for Lennon, brought to you by Canyon Media Gives Back and Chick-fil-A.
Bohemia comes to St. George as the Southwest Symphony presents Bohemia in the Desert, January 31st, featuring Dvorak's New World Symphony, Smetana's Moldau, and the gold medalist from the Symphony's Concerto Competition. Tickets on sale now at swsutah.org. Bohemia in the Desert with the Southwest Symphony, Friday, January 31st at 7:30 p.m. at the Cox Performing Arts Center on the campus of DSU. Sponsored by State Bank of Southern Utah.
My symptoms were swelling, tired all the time.
Indigestion.
A lot of muscle spasms, pain.
Pretty severe arthritis.
Not being able to sleep, just being lethargic.
Brain fog every day.
Aches and pains.
Now I'm great.
I started getting better.
I can think again.
I have energy. I can play with my five-year-old.
Yeah, I've lost about 60 pounds.
Life is pretty awesome.
It was like a complete turnaround.
Call today for a free consultation. 855-55-RIVER. RedRiverHealthAndWellness.com. Chiropractic physician.
This is Shanna from Cox Trucking. We have almost filled our trucks due to the great response we got from Southern Utah's professional Class A drivers. However, we still have positions open for daily rate, regional, and flatbed. If you are currently looking, let one of our drivers tell you what they love about Cox Trucking. 18-year Cox employee Don said,
"As a professional driver with over 45 years on the road and over 2 million safe miles, I've come to realize there's no better transport company on the road than Park Cox Trucking. The number one goal at Park Cox is safety. The number two goal is taking care of their employees, which is followed closely by the first-class maintenance given to every tractor trailer in the yard. Park Cox maintains a state-of-the-art communications and dispatch system that keeps both drivers and dispatchers updated throughout the day. Flatbed and van routes are available with plenty of miles plus a competitive salary offered to qualified drivers.
Drop by our terminal or learn more and apply at coxtrucking.com. We are family-owned and locally operated. We've been doing this for over 70 years and we are in it for the long haul. Don't miss out on the opportunity to join the Cox family of professional drivers.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man. May 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man. I spell M-A-N.
I love it. A little Bo Diddley. I'm a man. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature on the website. It's a great supplement, and you can get those fruits and vegetables. We were talking about the coronavirus in the last hour, and make sure that your immune system is really, really roaring right now. Make sure that you're upping your immune system by taking a supplement. If you're going to take a supplement, which you should be doing, make sure it's Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com, put my name in as the coupon code, put in Kate, K-A-T-E, and you can get over 30% off. It is a great deal right now, and I'm telling you, you're going to love this. This is 31 vegetables that dials down to about 10, 11 servings every day of vegetables. I know you're not going to eat clean vegetables that are hard to come by the way, hard to find in America today. So make sure that you're taking Balance of Nature. Balanceofnature.com. We got to talk, and big thank you to Jeff Allen for coming on, comedian Jeff Allen. He's all over the place, got a lot of specials going on, and he's fantastic. We got to talk about this. This is just crazy. Wait, before we get there, check out last hour's podcast that'll be up today on, if you are a lover of Second Amendment rights, make sure that you are following some advice I've given you in going to any events in the future. That's on the last hour. And so is the new climate change refugee is in the last hour too. And, so I'm just making that known so that you go to that previous hour and get that on podcast. But we have to talk about this because this just blew my mind. There was an article about the men's fashions that are coming out, right?
Well, that's really stretching it to call these men's fashions.
No, you're right. You're so right on that. It is a stretch. This is, what? How would you describe this?
I would describe it as a non-gender clothing.
Non-gender childish clothing line for adults? Is that what it is?
For anorexic adults.
For anorexic men. Yeah. Men, right? Is this kind of going towards the...
They're supposed to be men.
Yeah.
I
don't know if they are, though. It's kind of hard to tell. So it used to be about, you know, battling bad taste, not sort of trumping testosterone, is what this is talking about by Selwyn Duke. He goes, they're changing. And so Gucci's 2020 men's clothing line... The goal, my gosh, this is so pathetic. The goal is to battle patriarchy and macho virility. Did you know you have macho virility?
Well, I know that
it's
if I dressed
way.
Like this, I wouldn't have. That's for sure. Well, every one of them, I'm watching this runway video. They're all carrying purses.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, not a man's bag.
No, a purse.
Purses.
Full on purse.
Yeah.
Like a kiddie purse. It's weird. And it also, they're advancing a childhood theme that people say is uncomfortably pedophilic. And so the Paper Magazine was reporting that Gucci, their new creative director guy, love to meet this guy, unless he's a, I don't know what he is. But anyway, who knows? They're ushering in a new era of gender fluidity and romanticism. Is this romantic? I don't know of any woman that wants to be romantic of a guy wearing a purse and looking like a girl.
Well, they're wearing dresses.
Well, they look like 8-year-old girls.
They look like.
Yeah, it's like an 8-year-old girl party dress from the 1950s. If you can imagine that in your mind, like pastel colors and a...
Peter Pan collar.
And a Peter Pan collar buttoned all the way up to the top with a cute little purse hanging over, you know, in the front of them with the strap in the front.
A lot of them wearing pink.
Yeah. So this is the no woke, low T soy boy designer has put together this capturing of the purity of childhood. It is pedophilic.
Yeah.
Where carefree days weren't tainted by societal norms. Okay, I'm sorry. The thing we were talking about with Jeff Allen, much different than what they're trying to do here. Like Jeff Allen, I could pretty much picture him saying you'd be kicked off of a playground. You'd be beaten if you were wearing something like this. An 8-year-old girl party dress with pants underneath? This is the new men's fashion from Gucci? Hey,
look at the pants they're wearing.
It's bizarre.
They're really skinny, first of all.
Yeah.
They all look anorexic. But then the pants are like really baggy from the hip down.
Yeah. So you got this tight party dress with the buttoned up collar in pastel colors with the short, cute little ruffly sleeves.
Uh-huh.
And then
and then a pair of pants.
Yeah. I wait till my husband sees this.
Oh,
he's
going to
die. Oh, my gosh. And so these societal norms, yes.
What are those shoes called?
I don't. Mary Janes?
Yes. This guy was wearing a pair of Mary Janes. Oh, my goodness.
Are you guys clamoring to go get this clothing line yet? This is this year. This is not like 10 years from now they're trying to put this out there. This is this year's clothing line that's already been on the runway, right? And so here you go. This is what Gucci had to say. Sorry, this is just too beyond. A dominant, winning, oppressive masculinity model is imposed on babies at birth. Attitudes, languages, and actions end up progressively conforming to a macho virility ideal that removes vulnerability and dependence. Any possible reference to femininity is aggressively banned, as it was considered a threat against the complete affirmation of a masculine prototype that allows no divergencies. Wow, I'm so glad that Gucci's stepping up to make this line.
I'm going to buy you
an 8-year-old party dress. You can wear it to the Christmas party we never have. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. So I can totally picture exactly what it is that you're describing, even though I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
And I say that because I know of a person who purposefully dresses this way.
Oh, no.
He's actually not from the United States, immigrated here, but he got kicked out because they thought that he was crazy. And honestly, he really is. He's schizophrenic.
Oh my gosh.
So maybe they need to change the name of the line to schizophrenia pedo line. I don't know, but anyway.
You know what? This is bizarre.
Something's wrong. Something's very, very wrong. Maybe it's too many drugs. I don't know.
Yeah.
But holy cow.
Yeah.
What in the world?
The site.
But again, they're probably trying to make this normal, right?
Yes, like they are.
How Hollywood is slowly creeping in pedophilia and all of these different places. Mm-hmm. And now here we go on, you know, the Italian runway.
It's so true. I remember when Will Smith's son started wearing skirts, right? And he was trying to pass that off. He still does as normal. And so a lot more of the celebrities kind of started talking about wearing skirts and having that be just a little bit more, because he was willing to put himself out there on Instagram doing it. But we've had a lot of this coming on, and it just surprised me that they went this far, this quickly, in order to try and come up with this new reinvention of the wheel. You know, they don't have to reinvent the wheel for men. They really don't. There's only so many things they're going to wear. It's like a suit, or they're going to wear the sweater and jeans.
Well, you know? And you know, maybe the next thing to hit will be a Barbie that will have interchangeable parts.
Oh,
and so you can just pop that part off and put another part on.
Oh, don't even give him the idea. Oh my gosh, you're right.
You watch. Oh. You watch. We're going to have like Transformers, right?
Yes.
There you go.
You're right. Oh, you just scared the heck out of me. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. That was great. I don't even know what to say.
Now, that's a cute dress.
This is, what dress?
The one this guy's wearing.
Oh gosh, the pink pastel. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Hey, you know what I think it's all about is they're just trying to normalize pedophilia.
Yep, you're right. You're very, very right.
That's all they're doing.
That's why this author kept pointing it out. Mm-hmm. Yep. I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, it has nothing to do with highlighting childhood. It has everything to do with making them look like 8-year-old girls. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate, you and Uncle Milty are killing me. I'm trying to drive. And watch the road through tears.
Oh, no.
Hey, if you've never seen it, are you familiar with a company called Ranger Up? It's a couple of Army Rangers.
Whoops. Where'd he go?
Lost them.
Uh-oh.
So go to YouTube.
Okay.
When you have time, and it's perfectly PG-rated. There's nothing bad.
Okay.
Go to YouTube and type in Ranger Up definition of masculinity.
Oh,
and it's
no.
The CEO of Ranger Up reacting to multiple, I'm not going to call them men, multiple males reading the definition of masculinity, and they all have a problem with it. And some of his commentary, and it will have you in stitches. It is so beyond funny. You have to listen to it.
I definitely will.
And it kind of encompasses what you're talking about.
I definitely will. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. Ranger up. Okay. Because, you guys, I am scared for our boys. I am so scared. What guest did we have on last week that talked about they want to come back and do, Allison, in the Relationship Guru. She wants to come back and do a whole hour on boys because of what we're telling them and what the messages they're getting. And I mean, now they have to dress like an 8-year-old girl with baggy jeans with a party dress over it and a purse. You guys, we have jumped the shark.
Oh boy.
We've jumped the shark. In fact, they were going with this childhood theme, and they wrote out the invitations to the runway event written with parent handwriting of a 5-year-old inviting guests to attend their 5th birthday party. Oh my gosh, these people are psychotic.
Yeah, they are.
They are psychotic. So this author was saying, look, this is not a patriarchy banning femininity in a destructive way. Feminism does that. He's right. Yeah, it does. With women setting the message that to be actualized individuals, they have to embrace masculine norms. So they go with this whole childhood theme, and they did offer jeans with grass stains that evoked child's play, knickerbockers, and pulled up knee socks that conjured up images of 20th century schoolboys. You know what? Kids earn grass stains. They earn them. Do you know how? Let me express this. Grown men, I mean, are usually not out playing with grass stains, but kids are, and you should be buying spray and wash. I mean, if probably a good parent, you're going to be buying a lot of stain remover for your kids, but they want to sell pants for adults with grass stains. That's a whole new level of strange.
Cute.
Yep. Shrunken sweaters, Peter Pan collars, Mary Jane shoes, and quilting details. All achieved in the masculine new stereotype. You guys have to go see this runway. You'll be appalled.
If my son came home dressed like that, I would literally have him committed. No, I would.
Most people would.
I would have him committed.
Yeah.
For his own good.
Yes, I agree. Something is very, very wrong. Hi, caller. I know, I'm trying to get there. Very, very wrong. I am scared. In a way, Gucci's new line is creepy with a whiff of pedophilia.
Yeah.
An odor that seems to constantly hang around about the rich and powerful in 2020. Boy, you get that right. This new line is a devilish attack on masculinity. Hi, caller. If you're a guy, are you going to be wearing your party dress and matching purse or...
I'll take a pass on that one. Thank you very much.
Are you sure?
You know, I'm not so worried about how people choose to, express their, femininity or masculinity. Because, it can be a little flexible there. But I think it's all just a distraction from, mom, dad, kids, family.
Yeah.
And all of this is just such a distraction from,
right,
what the most important thing is, individually is, or you look at spiritually our society and all of these things. It's distracting from our main purpose and responsibility. And so, hey, can guys be a little soft? Sure, it's fine. Can women, maybe, be more masculine? Hey, that's fine.
Not at my house.
We're, maintaining our primary role and responsibility.
All right,
you. It's just a big distraction.
Thank you for that. Well, I was actually expecting them to come out with baby bottles and put them in Pampers. I think they are in Pampers. That's why the baggy pants.
Maybe.
They're in Pampers.
Maybe.
Pampers for grown men, to relive your childhood. Forget the grass stains. Pooping is the problem.
This is really frightening, this video.
It really is. It really is. And so Pampers and ponytails and Mary Janes. Do you just feel so male? Yeah.
Great collection of purses, though, ladies. You got to see it.
We're going to be so jealous. Personally, I like women to be women and men to men. It's a personal thing, I know. So far out there, right? Yeah. Thanks, Uncle Milty.
Uh-huh.
You the best. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you back here tomorrow. Wow. I just have no words. You gotta see the pictures of this. I'll post it on Facebook. Oh, my gosh. Everybody have a great one. Podcast will go up right now.
A couple years back, a customer came in. She was in a tough spot. Her business either needed to grow or scale back, and several employees were counting on her. We were able to take time to understand her business and tailor solutions specifically for it. Since then, she has not only kept the employees she had, but she hired 5 or 6 more. It feels good to show customers we're not trying to force them into a box. I'm Shelley Harris, one of the business banking officers at Cache Valley Bank, where we are proud to serve as Southern Utah's financial outfitter.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Southern Utah, you know what they say, new year, new me. How about new year, new garage door? Are your garage doors old and beyond repair? For a limited time, Garage Doors Only is offering $100 off a brand new Clopay garage door. Look us up online at garagedoorsonly.com or visit our showroom at 689 North Bluff. Call us at 435-868-1200 for more details. And from our family to yours, have a happy new year.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.